There's a rhyming reason.
System activation, brain manipulation. It's the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, episode 227. Hey there, Tony here. Welcome once again to the Rhyme and Reason Podcast. This is another one of the Words, Music, and Voice audio branding episodes. And you know I've talked about the power of music before. If you're just tuning in new, you can go back through the archives on iTunes or your favorite place to listen to these podcasts, your favorite way of getting them, and you'll find that I've talked about the power of music. But I'm talking about it in a different way today. I want to kind of talk about a few years back, a young teacher in a school near where I lived and worked asked me if she could use some of my children's music for a presentation she was going to make with her class. And I said, well, of course. And after she picked the four songs she wanted to use, I asked her, why those four? And she said, well, because those songs really get them going. And these are little kids. I think they were even preschoolers, if I remember correctly. It couldn't have been much past preschool or, the kindergarten age, first grade, something like that. But anyway, without either one of us really realizing it at the time, she was talking about system activation. And it was really fun watching it in action on the day her class made their presentation. I believe I have it in the archives somewhere on TonyFunderburk.com where you can watch those kids dancing to the songs. And it was fun. It was fun to watch. Yeah, I get a kick out of the fact that it was my songs. But I just like how little kids love to sing along and dance to funny and fun songs. There's more going on there than just kid silliness, by the way. It's almost like they can't help themselves because music causes system activation. In fact, it activates multiple system lobes in the brain. Here's four of them. It might be the only four, but definitely the main four. There's the auditory system, or center. You could say the auditory center. And so you need that naturally because you got to be able to process sound, right? Auditory, audio, sound. There's the motor system, or center, where your brain processes rhythm. Pretty cool. So now we're processing sound and rhythm. Then there's the language system, or center, and that's the area where the brain, area of the brain where lyrics are processed. So now, you know, we can kind of figure out sound, we can hear it, we can get the rhythm going, we can tell what the words are saying because of these systems. And then there's the limbic system, maybe what most people would identify with. It's probably the most complex too, because that's where emotions are processed. And I could go into a whole thing there, but I'm not doing that right now. I'm just talking about how system activation is sort of like manipulation. If you're like me, and basically like most people are, when your favorite song comes on, you almost can't help yourself. You just got to either sing along or tap your fingers or your toes or maybe even feel the need to get up and dance. My wife's like that. When she hears music that she loves, it almost makes her, lifts her off her seat and onto the floor and she's got to dance. But anyway, it just depends on the song, you know, the one that moves you. But you get the point. You know what I'm talking about. Words and music are powerful manipulators. And that's why they're also powerful brand builders. When you put your message to music, you can create energy. And energy can give people the feeling of success. And when they're feeling successful, they're more likely to associate that feeling with you and your brand. You helped them get there. That's part of the limbic system, like I talked about. It's why I think it's definitely the most complex, because that's where emotions come in. And you get someone emotionally attached to you and your brand, and you might just have a customer for life, you know. Well, do you disagree with me? Well, don't take my word for it. Ask Apple if emotions work. Have you seen their commercials? And by all accounts, or not all, by most accounts, they're, sitting at the top of the heap as far as companies making money. And so if they're creating ads that, you know, play on emotions, you know, I'm thinking that it works. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about it today. Just know that music is a powerful manipulator. And used correctly, you can do, or used certain ways. I don't know if there is a correct way, but use it certain ways, depending on your audience, and you can do wonderful, amazing things with it, and it can really set you apart. And if you'd like some help with that, jump on the one-of-a-kind Rhyme and Reason bandwagon today, and you can get my sound ideas like this, and you can also get my audio branding book free. I'm selling it on Amazon for $12, actually. I put it at $12, but you can get it for free. You don't spend that money. Just jump on the Rhyme and Reason bandwagon, and you'll get it delivered. You'll get a digital version. It won't be a paperback, but you'll get a digital version sent to you right away, and along with some kids' music. And then if you'd like me to work on your project, just email me about it, and we'll see if we're a good match. I always say that because not everybody is going to be somebody that I can work with, and vice versa. Just use the form on the site of TonyFundenberg.com, and even if we don't end up working together, you'll still get that free stuff that I told you about. It's yours to keep and use, and then you can do it yourself. And you'll see there are all the tools in there you need. So thank you so much again for being here, and that does it for this episode of the Rhyme and Reason Podcast. Remember, life has rhyme and reason because God made you.
There's a rhyme and reason.